This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 10th episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from my story, The Mysterious Madam Zelda. But first, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. You can also find the feed for that show on iTunes. Apple doesn't allow podcasts with adult themes and explicit language, so that podcast is a bit more introspective. I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a bit about what goes into the writing of my story. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. No one can tell me what to do. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? First off, I want to remind you all again about my upcoming Kickstarter campaign for The Giant Alien Women of Planet Xur. I'm going to make a real, printed, paper-bound book. It'll be professionally printed and edited, and there will be brand new content. I'm going to add more text to the main story, and I'll add a second bonus chapter. The better the Kickstarter campaign does, the more content I'm going to add to the book. If the campaign does well enough, I'm willing to write you people enough hot, nasty, female-dominant alien sex that you're gonna blow a frickin' fuse. You can check out the campaign before it goes live at http://goo.gl/GLT0A4e. I know, it's crazy that I even bother to read that address, because there's an easy-to-click-on link in the show notes, and there's also one on my homepage, right under the pretty picture. But for some reason, I always feel I have to put it in here. There's also a sample chapter on my website on the Femdom page for The Giant Alien Women of Planet Xur. And in podcast number 8, I read you a different sample chapter of the story. So there's plenty to do over at my website. Go check it out. I think you'll be glad you did. So before we get on to the dirty, dirty story of the episode, I want to talk about Amy Schumer. I really like her comedy. And while not every single thing she's written is hilarious, there is some really great stuff there. Her 12 Angry Men sketch is truly awesome. I know I'm tempted to carry a dildo around with me all the time, just in case a dildo-based argument breaks out. At the time of this recording, you can check out the skit over at ComedyCentral.com. A good portion of her comedy is about gender politics. She's able to make fun of it without really blaming anyone too much. There was one thing she said that has always been a bit of a thorn for me. In one of her stand-up shows, she made a joke about how shaving her pubic hair makes her look like a toddler. I'm pretty sure I found the show it's in. I'll put the links in the show notes along with a timestamp where you can find that particular comment. This isn't the first time I've heard something to that effect. On the Showtime show, Penn and Teller, Bullshit, they had clips of a woman claiming that a shaved pussy was some kind of gateway for men to becoming pedophiles, which, as a man, I found highly insulting. The idea that the simple lack of pubic hair is all it would take to turn any normal guy into what I feel is basically a monster is shocking, and really, really insulting. Now, I get that there are a lot of men out there who do reprehensible things. I mean, just, ugh. And maybe in the name of stopping those men, guys like me, and hopefully all you out there listening, who really do try to be decent and kind, should just take it on the chin. But it does get a little demoralizing now and then to be tossed in with monsters just because you're the same sex. So, ladies, if you're out there listening, and I often wonder if you are, but if you are, when your guy deserves it, give him a kiss and thank him for being a good and decent person. Now, I'm not saying you should fall to your knees and worship him just for doing what he's supposed to be doing already, but I think we need to appreciate each other just a little more. Now, in fetish play, I can make some kind of exception for age play. That's where two full-grown adults pretend one of them is young, sometimes very young. Honestly, that's not my thing, and it does squeak me out a bit. But it is two adults playing a game. As long as it's adults, and it stays with adults, it's not that bad. If you want to make an argument that maybe they both need therapy, well, I don't know. As long as people stay safe, sane, and consensual, I try not to judge. However, there's never an excuse for pedophilia. Never. It's a horribly monstrous crime, period. I've dated women who were molested as a child. After seeing what it's done to them, I have no sympathy for rapists and molesters. None. What's always confused me is the idea that we want women to shave their pubic hair so that they'll look more childlike. I have never looked at the shaved pussy of an adult and thought, come here, little girl. Ew. Just joking about that gives me the creeps. But then again, I'm at an age where everyone under 30 seems young to me. Now, I like eating pussy. I like getting my face right up in there. And shaving makes going down on a woman so much nicer. Who likes a mouthful of hair? I also happen to think pussy looks prettier shaved, or at least groomed a little. That's not fact, mind you. That's just my opinion. And of course, I would never ridicule or toss a woman out of bed for not shaving. If she was the right woman, it probably wouldn't even matter. And I know we ask a lot of women in the name of beauty, and I personally don't see it as my male control over your female body. And I would feel really bad if I learned that I had made a woman feel that way. On the other hand, though, I just recently saw two female friends on Facebook saying that they wished men would manscape more. And I have no problem with that. I do shave down there. Not so that I can say, see, look, I do it, so now you have to as well. That kind of you owe me stuff never really works out. It only makes people resentful. I do it because I think it looks nicer, and I happen to be naked in social situations where I think it does matter. I want to look nice. I want to look well-groomed. I don't see why that doesn't extend to my pubic hair. I don't want a big, fluffy ball of hair between my legs. I don't think anyone wants to see that. And I don't think that necessarily means that you have to shave bald. But there's no reason you can't just do a little grooming, neaten things up a bit. A little trim here and there, maybe knock it back a little, so that the person you want to go down on you doesn't have to stick their face into a forest full of hair. Is that really out of line? It seems like a decent compromise to me, and I'm not talking to any one particular gender either. I think that goes for all of us. If we want our partners to stay attracted to and excited by us, we need to take care of ourselves and be well-groomed. Phew. That got a little heavier in spots than I had planned. I think what we need right now is a dirty, dirty story. In my other podcast, I said I was going to start with the free stories this episode. Then, I remembered that I had just published a story and I hadn't pimped it out yet. I can't let that happen, can I? What I want to read for you now is an excerpt from The Mysterious Madame Zelda. The mysterious Madame Zelda stood up on the stage in front of a crowded audience. A gorgeous redhead dressed in a dark green evening gown, she was world-renowned for her almost magical feats of hypnotism. Her large blue-green eyes seemed to have a power in them that no one could resist. Her voice, sultry, with just a hint of European accent, held everyone in a trance. Everyone, that is. But some jerk two tables in from the front. He heckled her, made rude sexual comments about her. He showed no respect to Madame Zelda or the woman he was with. This guy obviously thought he was the life of the party, regardless of the dirty looks he got from every corner of the room. Finally, Madame Zelda had it with him and said, "Sir, since you seem so intent to compete with me for the audience's attention, why don't you come up here, on stage?" "Yeah, right. What, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken?" he asked in an obnoxious tone of voice. "Actually," Madame Zelda said with a seductive smile, "I find making guys like you bray like a jackass much more appropriate." The audience laughed and an angry look came over the obnoxious guy's face. Madame Zelda enjoyed the crowd's reaction for a moment or two, and then her face turned serious. She stared at the guy intently, and then, with a graceful wave of her hand, she seemed to pull him right out of his chair. "Come to me, little man," Madame Zelda said as she pulled her hand backwards. Like a marionette whose strings had been tugged upon, the obnoxious guy was yanked forward. He walked towards Madame Zelda, climbed up on stage, and stood next to her. When she put her hand down at her side, he looked out at the audience as if he was confused as to how he got there. He laughed awkwardly, pointed to the audience, and said, "You think I'm a jackass? What about all these jerks who actually paid to come see this nonsense? They came to see a show. So let's give them one," Madame Zelda said with a sexy smile at the audience. Then Madame Zelda turned to face the obnoxious guy. She looked deeply into his eyes. He dismissed her stare at first, but the smile quickly faded from his face as her eyes bored holes into his very soul. She waved her hand in front of his face, snapped her fingers, and said, "You are in my power." His eyes glazed over, his mouth dropped open, and he just stared blankly forward. With a victorious grin, Madame Zelda turned to the audience and said, "Tell everyone here why you feel the need to be so obnoxious." "I have a tiny penis," the obnoxious guy said in a trance. The audience laughed, and Madame Zelda smirked at the obnoxious guy's confession. "Of course you do," Madame Zelda said with a smile. "That should have been obvious." The gorgeous redhead walked in front of the obnoxious guy, and, with her body blocking the audience, she opened his pants and looked down into them. Then, she looked at the audience over her shoulder, held up her hand, and with a smirk, waved her little pinky at the audience. When the laughter died down, Madame Zelda looked at the woman he came with and said, "Oh, honey, I hope he knows how to use his tongue, because that little thing can't possibly do you any good." The woman in the audience blushed bright red and shook her head no. "Oh, sweetie," Madame Zelda said with a compassionate look. Madame Zelda left his pants open, but his penis covered. Then she stood next to him and said, "Now, little man, as your punishment for being so obnoxious to myself, the audience, and your girlfriend, I want you to turn around, bend over, and spank yourself 10 times. Each time your hand lands on your ass, I want you to say, 'I'm sorry for being a naughty boy with a tiny penis. Do you understand me?'"
"Yes, Madame Zelda," he said in a monotonous tone.
"Excellent. Begin," Madame Zelda commanded with a wave of her hand. Without a word of complaint, he turned around, bent over, and began to do as he was ordered. The audience laughed at him as he spanked himself. What was more interesting to Madame Zelda was that the woman he came with laughed at him as well. She hid her laughter behind her hands, but she laughed all the same. The instant Madame Zelda saw that, she recognized some exciting possibilities in the woman. When he was done spanking himself, Madame Zelda had him turn around and face the audience again. She told him that any time anyone smiled or laughed at him, he would smile back and wave happily, or offer to shake their hand and thank them. She quickly whispered in his ear that he and his girlfriend should come to her dressing room 15 minutes after the show. Then she sent him back to his seat. After a wildly successful show that the whole audience gave a standing ovation to, Madame Zelda relaxed in her dressing room. She had changed out of her evening gown and into a long silk robe. She sat in a chair and sipped a glass of white wine as she thought about what had happened at the show earlier in the night. A smile came to her lips, and not long after that, a knock came to her door.
Madame Zelda, we came as you asked,"
the formerly obnoxious guy said nervously through the door. "You may come in," Madame Zelda said to the couple whose lives she was about to change forever. The door opened, and the formerly obnoxious guy came in, followed by his girlfriend. There was only one other chair in the room besides the one Madame Zelda sat on. She pointed to the woman and said, "You, sit in the chair." Then she pointed at the formerly obnoxious guy and said, "You, take off all your clothes and kneel on the floor next to her. You will not speak unless spoken to." So, what do you think happens next? Oh, it only gets worse for the poor obnoxious guy. Or does it get better? Oh, it gets so much better. Madame Zelda brings out the submissive in the obnoxious guy and the dom in his girlfriend.
personality traits that were there all along, but just needed a little push to bring them to the surface and shine. I really like Madame Zelda. I'd love to do a whole series of short stories involving her and those she brings under her firm but loving control. At the moment, this story is on sale for only 99 cents, so go grab it quickly, because I'm not sure I'm going to leave it up forever. Well, that's it for this time, folks. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast or my writing to arterotica@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back next time for more. To find out what I've been up to, check out my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections, my homepage on arterotica.com, or my Twitter feed, @arterotica.